In the following months, the war broke down into grim, grinding local conflicts. Parliament held on to London. The king tried to nail down bases of strength in the north and southwest. The southwestern campaign was especially savage. Towns like Exeter and Taunton changed hands. Local families were divided between brothers and cousins. Old friends became new enemies. Two such opponents, men in every other respect virtually indistinguishable, were William Waller, a parliamentary general, and Ralph Hopton, a royalist. In a lull in the fighting, Hopton wrote to Waller asking for a meeting. Waller felt he had to turn him down, but wrote back in terms which spoke of the deep sorrow he felt at their broken friendship. It's the classic lament of this terrible civil war.
To my noble friend Sir Ralph. Sir, my affections to you are so unchangeable that hostility itself cannot violate my friendship to your person. But I must be true to the cause wherein I serve. That great God which is the searcher of my heart knows with what a sad scene I go upon this service, and with what a perfect hatred I detest this war without an enemy. But I look upon it as an opus domini, which is enough to silence all passion in me.